However, I want to pass on. I want to pass on from a Western story to an Eastern story, from an opera to a sutra. So what is this sutra? Well, it's the Amitayura Dhyana Sutra, the sutra of the meditation on Amitayura, the Buddha of infinite life. So here, in this sutra, we also find a fortress. We also find a dungeon. We also find a prisoner. We also find a faithful wife. We find much more. We find the Buddha. We find the Dharma. And we find the Sangha. What has happened is that Ajatasatru has seized the throne of Magadha. He has imprisoned his father, the righteous old king Bimbisara, and he intends to starve him to death. And so he forbids anyone to approach his father. But Vaidehi, the chief consort of the king, and the mother, as it so happens, of Ajatasatru, disobeys these orders. She visits Bimbisara, and she manages to smuggle food to him and keep him alive. In other words, she remains faithful to Bimbisara. But unfortunately, Ajatasatru learns what's happening, he learns what she's doing, and he's very, very angry indeed. So angry that he threatens to kill his mother. He actually draws his sword on her. But he's dissuaded from that terrible deed, and he simply imprisons her. And she then, in her prison, appeals to, prays in a sense to, the Buddha, who is staying on the Vulture's Peak, not very far away, just a few miles away. So not only is she a faithful wife, she's also a faithful disciple of the Buddha. And she begs the Buddha to send his disciples, Ananda and Modgalyayan, to visit her. So the Buddha hears her plea with his divine ear, and he does more than she asks. The Buddha himself appears before her in a sort of vision, we may say, together with Ananda on the one hand and Modgalyayan on the other. He appears before Vaidehi, resplendent with rainbow light, there in the prison cell. And Vaidehi tells him that she is dissatisfied with this world. Well might she be. And she asks the Buddha to teach her how to meditate on a better world, a world where actions are pure. So the Buddha, by means of his supernormal power, shows her many, many pure lands. And by day he sees all these pure lands. And she says that she would like to be born in the pure land of Amitayus, the Buddha of eternal life, who is also, of course, Amitabha, the Buddha of infinite light. And the Buddha, our Buddha, Shakyamuni, therein, the prison cell, teaches her 16 meditations that will enable her to be born there, in that pure land of Amitayus, or Amitabha, called Sukhavati. And the description of these meditations makes up the greater part of the sutra. So here too we see how fidelity is tested by separation, even tested by death. Vaidehi remained faithful to Bimbisara, even at the risk of her own life. Vaidehi possessed the quality of fidelity. She was an individual. Because she was an individual, she could go for refuge. She could see the Buddha and his disciples before her. She could hear the Dharma. ultimately, fidelity means fidelity to the three jewels. Fidelity to oneself is ultimately fidelity to the Buddha. Fidelity to ideals is ultimately fidelity to the Dharma. Fidelity to other people is ultimately fidelity to the Sangha. And fidelity of this supreme kind is embodied in the figure of Tara, that is to say, Samaya Tara, which Lama Govinda translates as the faithful Tara. All bodhisattvas, however, are faithful. They're faithful to all beings, and their faithfulness is without limit in space and without limit in time. They are, we may say, embodiments of perfect fidelity. They are individuals in the fullest and highest sense.